Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men learn from real women. That's right, you heard me. I said real men learn from real women. Nothing fancy today on the Real Men Check-In as far as quotes are concerned, but I think that is a very important statement, and I want you to remember that. That real men learn from real women. Now, let me start by apologizing to you because normally I don't like reading to you on the Real Men Check-In unless it's from scripture. But this week is an exception. It's about an article that I wrote about my wife that I haven't made public. Well, at least not yet. But I plan to, about something that she did that was life-changing for me as a man. Matter of fact, I called it what my wife taught me about being a man. However, what she taught me, no one witnessed it but me. But I didn't want to miss it, so I decided to capture it by writing about it, of course, with her permission. And I know, as long-winded as I am, if I tried to explain it to you extemporaneously, it would probably take me too long. So I just wanted to read the article to you this week. Eventually, I'll also post it on our Real Men Connect blog as well, but I wanted you to be one of the first that I shared it with, and I hope that it blesses you. What's the scariest thing that you've ever done in your life? Now, if you asked the average man that question, his answer probably wouldn't surprise you. He probably would say something that's based on risking his life. Well, likewise, if you ask that same man, what do you think is the bravest thing a man could do? He would more than likely say risk or even give his life for someone else. And I believe most men would agree with him. But I have a very interesting wife because she's lived on both sides of the fence of courage and bravery. She's fearlessly served our country as a soldier in the United States Army and courageously served as a sergeant in the Chattanooga Police Department. So in a nutshell, my wife Tanya has spent over a decade sacrificing herself for others. Now honestly, I couldn't say the same about myself. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that my life has been void of courage and bravery, but much different than my wife's experience. Having grown up in the inner city ghettos of Miami, Florida, in an environment plagued by poverty, anger, abandonment, abuse, and addiction, my life has been marked more by survival than sacrifice. However, as I quickly approached the half-century mark of my life, my wife taught me a lesson yesterday about courage and sacrifice I had never learned before. One I soon would never forget that inspired me enough to write about it. But allow me to go back a little before I move you forward. See, 3 years ago, I accepted God's call in my life to reach, mentor, coach, and disciple men. This was after having a very successful career about 20 plus years as an award-winning speaker, author, and educator, having traveled to every state at least twice, 4 different countries, and reaching more than 1.6 million students, teachers, and school administrators. I've had the privilege of being paid to professionally speak on stages in front of as many as 12,000 people at one time and as small as 5. No joke. You can say traveling around the world and having the opportunity to impact so many people has been one of the highlights of my professional career. I say all of this to put in perspective one courageous act by my wife that left me speechless. In just 20 minutes, my wife successfully taught me a lesson about manhood in real time no man has ever taught me. Tanya owns and operates a successful fitness studio in Chattanooga, Tennessee called Busy Body Fitness. And she was recently invited to speak for free at a women's business expo in our city. Now, like most people, Tanya's a little fearful of public speaking, especially in front of me, but even she couldn't resist the opportunity to potentially address an expected crowd of more than 1,800 women on the importance of taking care of themselves. Her business serves women 35 years and older who spend most of their time taking care of others, but no time taking care of themselves. Tanya's philosophy, which she liberated from me, is you can't effectively serve your family if you don't first responsibly preserve yourself. Even her well-documented fear of public speaking wouldn't allow her to miss this opportunity. Although the event started at 11:30 a.m., Tanya wasn't scheduled to give her carefully prepared 20-minute talk until 3:15 p.m., so she had plenty of time to build her confidence, relax her nerves, and mingle with other vendors and speakers on the program, all while manning her table trying to drum up future clients for her business. However, as the expo continued on the massive floor of the Chattanooga Convention Center, Tanya and I noticed something. There seemed to be more vendors, over 80 of them, than guests. The nearly 2,000 people who had previously signed up online and were expected to attend the expo looked more like a classroom of 18 rather than an expected crowd of 1,800. Tanya was obviously concerned, and so was I, as she contemplated canceling her talk. Because the earlier speakers were averaging about half a dozen audience members for their presentations, so she figured, why bother? But her military and law enforcement training kicked in, and Tanya got resourceful by walking around the convention floor, networking, asking and inviting vendors and a few remaining guests to attend her session on stage two. As 3:15 p.m. quickly approached, no one was sitting in the audience, just empty chairs. And as the God-appointed spiritual lifeguard of our family, I became concerned about my wife's emotional well-being. I decided to try something I thought was clever. I figured maybe if I went early and sat down in the front row and looked like an interested guest, maybe others would follow my lead. But it didn't work. However, by the time Tanya arrived at stage two, she was able to recruit two more women to join me as the only audience members. I began to get a little bit nervous for Tanya because the expo was still active. Vendors were still trying to sell their products, and there was still a scarce number of women still walking around visiting booths. In other words, Tanya was getting ready to speak in the middle of Chattanooga's version of Grand Central Station, filled with noise and other distractions and only three audience members. My heart raced as I watched my brave wife get ready to talk, because I know as a professional speaker myself, you typically feed off the energy of the crowd. A smile energizes you, a laugh encourages you, a head nod affirms you, and even an occasional amen boosts your self-confidence. Likewise, an occasional yawn, idle chatter, or frequent looks at a cell phone can destroy the confidence of even the most seasoned speaker. I wondered to myself, would three people be enough to keep my wife going and not get her discouraged? Then my worst fear was realized. Not only did the two other women not give my wife energy and encouragement, they each got up minutes after each other and left and never returned. That's right. Two women left one of their own standing alone on the battlefield, stage, by herself with only one man left in the audience at a women's expo. Immediately, I became overwhelmed with emotions as everything in me wanted to run up on that stage and rescue my wife and return her safely back to her vendor table. Another part of me wanted to run on that stage, grab the second microphone that was sitting nearby, and give a presentation with my wife so she wouldn't have to endure the embarrassment alone of speaking to empty chairs. As I debated on what to do to, quote, solve my wife's problem, I refused to take my eyes off her for even 1 second, just so she wouldn't get discouraged. Then I noticed something. Tanya never stopped talking. With fear in her eyes, she kept talking. With childlike embarrassment written all over her face, she kept talking. Tanya continued to speak for the full 20 minutes with passion and conviction, with the hopes that someone, somewhere in that 20,000 square foot room, would hear her southern twang and be encouraged by what she had to say. Then I suddenly quieted my spirit and I started praising God, because I knew that this was a moment God didn't want either one of us to ever forget. I no longer wanted to, quote, rescue my wife, because I watched our gracious and merciful Father do it right before my eyes. I watched him embrace her and hold her in his arms when I couldn't. I watched him encourage and edify her when I couldn't. I watched as he showed me firsthand what he meant when he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. I watched my wife become the most courageous and bravest man I've ever seen. And I can't remember ever being more proud of her than I was at that particular moment. My wife taught me many valuable lessons about being a man in that 20-minute time span, but here are just a few. First of all, as men, God didn't call us to be successful. He called us to be faithful. Success to God wasn't my wife potentially speaking to and changing the lives of 1,800 women at a business expo. Success was Tanya's faithfulness in delivering a message that God gave her to give to an audience of one. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about him. She did it for his glory. Secondly, a man's courage is not demonstrated only by his willingness to die for something, but also by his willingness to endure and live through it. As a military veteran and an ex-member of law enforcement, my wife didn't think twice about putting her life on the line to serve her country and to serve her community. But I can guarantee you, in a span of 20 minutes, Tanya probably thought about stepping off that stage at least three times, if not more, but she didn't. Thirdly, as men, we think our courage, strength, and bravery is shown in our ability to protect, rescue, and serve others. but sometimes it's demonstrated in our ability and willingness to just show up, trust God, and support those we love. I can only describe from my perspective what I experienced sitting in that audience, watching my wife pour her heart into a message no one seemed to want to hear. But I can't begin to imagine what she was feeling while she was standing there looking at me. Tanya's always said she's most nervous speaking on stage when I'm in the audience. But I have to believe at that particular moment, even she had to appreciate the irony in God's grace as he showed her, Tanya, your husband is all you need today. And likewise, God showed me, Joe, I called you to be responsible for your wife, not to rescue her, to support her, not to save her. And finally, we may have fans who cheer us when we're winning, but a real brother or sister is a teammate who stands by you regardless of the score. So choose your teammates carefully. Those two women who mercilessly left my wife standing alone initially made me mad until I realized I had to forgive them because they weren't her teammates. They were just fans. As men, we should always take inventory. Do you have men in your life who only cheer you on when you're winning? We need brothers we can depend on who won't ever check the scoreboard or could care less about our win-loss record. Yesterday, I watched my wife leave it all out on the field, and she didn't allow the scoreboard to influence her faithfulness. At the end of her talk, I may have been the only one who was left cheering, but God was the one who was still smiling. He watched his beloved daughter honor and glorify him with a sacrifice of praise, bravery, and courage that he only wished more men had. So guys, that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that that letter or that article that I wrote about my wife blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, you know, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.